Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, May 28, 2014. Israeli troops injures 5 Palestinians and kidnap 22 others during invasions and clashes targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Five Palestinians were injured on Wednesday when more than 200 Israeli militants invaded the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied Jerusalem. The Palestinians managed to push the invading radicals away. Local sources said that dozens of Israeli police officers accompanied the settlers, attacking local worshippers before withdrawing and taking the settlers with them due to ensuing protests. They added that at least 5 worshippers were injured in their heads after being assaulted by the police and settlers and were moved to local hospitals. Earlier on Wednesday, Israeli soldiers invaded different parts of the occupied West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem, kidnapping at least 22 Palestinians. Local sources in Jerusalem stated that Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Izariya town east of occupied Jerusalem and kidnapped 12 Palestinians, including one woman. Moreover, Israeli troops raided on Wednesday the offices of Al-Ayyam Palestinian newspaper in Ramallah. Managers said that troops rampaged through the content of the building and ordered them to stop printing 3 Hamas publications. The managers said that officers informed them that Israel will not allow the printing and distribution of Palestine, Al-Risala and Al-Istiklal, the managers said in a statement. The 3 papers have been in publication by Al-Ayyam since April, when the reconciliation deal between Hamas and rival party Fatah brought the publications back to the West Bank newsstands. In other news, Palestinian Minister of Political Detainees held by Israel, Isa Karakeh, stated that a number of hunger-striking Palestinian detainees held by Israel reached over 350 detainees in different Israeli prisons and that dozens of detainees were hospitalized but are still ongoing with their strike. More than 200 detainees started their strike on April 24th, while Israel is ongoing with its escalation and it's not willing to discuss their legitimate demands. In the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, Israeli Navy forces abducted 3 fishermen working off the Rafah coast in the southern Gaza Strip. Additionally, the Organization of the Islamic Corporation has released a report today stating that the life in the Gaza Strip has become unbearable due to the imposed siege and the closure of crossings. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, May 28, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.